Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. We're here today to chat about this week's Worth of General Hospital, and I have my lovely and talented co-host, Emily, here with me. And so let's get started. Hey, Emma.
Yeah, let's get started. Okay, so first of all, I'm just going to throw it out there, guys. I'm exhausted. So that's what's going on in the life of Emily. Because people
you know,
in the house are up at the crack of dawn.
Before we actually start the show, I did want to mention a pretty special announcement. In a little over a month, we will be celebrating our 2-year anniversary.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that. Oops.
It'll be, August 20th.
My 5-month anniversary on the show is coming up. Let me tell you what day, because it's in my calendar. I wrote it down because you reminded me of it. So that's August 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Monday is my 5-month anniversary on the show.
Sweet.
Doesn't seem like it's been 5 months.
I can't believe it's been 5 months.
I know, right? Our lives are flying past us. We're getting old. Just kidding. That's funny. I'm 16. I'm not old.
Anyway,
I don't want to forget. Guys, it's my mommy's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. Everyone tweet at her. She's at MMA's mom, and you can't, like, stalk her because Cody and I did, so, you know.
Yep, pretty much.
We're all a big family, so I can just tweet my mom and tell her happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Anyway.
Yeah, happy birthday. Okay, back to General Hospital, because that's my passion in life.
Anyway, on August 20th, I want all of you out there to call in.
Absolutely.
A listeners, a fans of the show, everybody call in. It's going to be a big party, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a free for all and have a hell of a time. So everybody call in. Did I just say that? I just said that. Oops.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. All right.
Quarter.
On the GH.
How about we do that? Every time Emily curses, she gives you a quarter. But that's not really a cuss word. Okay. Anyway.
Right.
GH this week was really good. But I missed 2 days, but it was filler days, and I know what happened, so that doesn't really count. So this week, Race died, basically. Well, Nina's hallucinating him coming back to life, but he's dead. Tracy is being like a vulture over his organs. Like, geez, Tracy,
that was
the
interesting.
The body is not even cold yet. Oh, my God.
And she's like, I want those organs.
And she's already like a vulture.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else happened this week? Not a lot of major stuff happened except for that. Patrick, everybody thinks Patrick, like, did it on purpose when he operated on Rafe, but did he? I don't know. I don't think so. I trust
did
Patrick.
Did you see Friday's GH?
I saw Friday, yeah.
He
didn't do it on purpose.
Know,
he's a doctor first.
You know, I think this Levi being deported thing is all part of Levi's plan because I think he initially wanted to marry Maxie, but... So...
Yeah, it's in the promo she's getting married. She's going to marry him to keep him in the country, and then she's going to fall for Nathan while she's married to Levi, and then she's going to be screwed, but whatever. That's her problem.
I think
would have figured
part
it
of
out
his...
a long time ago.
I think that
between
was
those two,
a part of his a plus the entire
yeah,
time.
I could see that. I could totally see that.
And
I
also,
think he's an idiot.
I lost my train of thought.
I'll pick up. Okay.
Okay.
So basically, in that promo, Maxie's like, I'm getting married. And I'm like, okay, if I was Maxie, I would have had my decision made whether I wanted Nathan or Levi a long time ago, because the first time I saw Nathan, I would have kicked Levi to the curb. Well, I mean, she didn't have Levi the first time, but the first time she came home and he was wearing nothing but a towel, I would have been like, okay, bye, Levi, get your stuff and get out. I'm going to just marry Nathan now. Nathan's such a better guy anyway, just saying. Zachary, we love you, but we hate your character.
Seriously. Oh, I do remember what I was going to say. I'm looking on on one of my favorite sites ever, soapcentral.com. A shout out to Dan Kroll. I love you, buddy.
Awesome, Dan. You're amazing. We love you.
Dan's a friend of mine. It says Levi's connection to Port Charles goes beyond his relationship with Maxie.
Yeah, so I saw a while back.
That'll be interesting to find out.
Yeah, somebody mentioned, like, why was he so interested in the Aztec jewels? And then somebody thinks he's, like, Max's long-lost kid, and I was like, that makes him Maxie's cousin, but whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, it would be, like, half of a cousin, because if it was Max's long-lost kid, it was probably, like, some one-night stand or something.
Yeah, and they also thought,
like, a half cousin. It wouldn't be, like, Max and Felicia's kid.
And for months, they thought Michael and Kiki were cousins for months, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so. Can I just say, I want Morgan and Kiki back together now. I hated them before, and now I want them back together. Michael's an idiot. Okay, Morgan, something about Morgan recently, I've just, like, loved him recently. I'm like, I love you. I'll marry you if she won't. Like, well, no, I'm already committed.
Checking another one off the list.
Shut up. anyway, no, because I don't know. I just, recently, there's something about Morgan that I really like, and he's not being a jerk anymore, and he's not being mature. And he's not throwing a tantrum every 5 minutes. I just really liked him recently, and I like their friendship, and I hope they get back together.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, they were like, we're going to be friends now. They almost kissed.
Okay. Exactly.
So, Sophie. Also, okay, I have to go on a little rant here. Just patience here. To the Silas and Sam fans, oh, my gosh, stop arguing over Silas and Sam versus Sam and Patrick. Get over it. What happens, happens. I know it sucks when your couple breaks up. Deal with it. Quit arguing about it 7 days a week. Journal Hospital's only on 5. If it's Saturday or Sunday, get it off my timeline. Please.
Seriously.
I don't care. Guys are overanalyzing everything. Besides, at the end of the day, okay, I know I'm pointing out the obvious here, but at the end of the day, he's a married man, and Sam's like the hoe on the side, okay? That's just how it is. At the end of the day, that's what it is that's going on. People don't realize that. They're like, but you love Sam. Sam is his woman on the side. He's a married man. At the end of the day, that's what it is. I don't care if he thought his wife was dead. I don't care if he thought his wife was in a coma. If his wife was still in a coma, that's still cheating. That's still your wife.
Technically, it is.
If you didn't want to stay with your wife, get a divorce while she was in the coma. File for divorce. But don't just find someone else because you think, oh, she's never coming back. Then when she does come back, you're, like, torn. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no.
But, I mean,
he's your wife.
Soap, you know, so.
I know. I agree. But, I mean, like, you know, he stood by his wife all these years, and then he finds somebody else, and when she comes back. Like, Sam's his girlfriend. He has a girlfriend and a wife. He needs to. People are going to slam me for this, but he needs to go back to his wife and be the husband that he should have been all that time. Just say, oh, I'm going to get so slammed for that one. I hope nobody's listening to us tonight. Dang, that was rough, but it's true. She's the woman on the side there. Just saying.
You said it, not me.
It bothers me that people don't realize that she's the girlfriend, but he has a wife. He's a married man. Like, I don't get why people have such a hard time with this. Well, he thought she was in a coma. That doesn't change the fact that they're married. Like, that doesn't change the fact that if he's in a coma, they're still married if she's in a coma. Did they forget that whole in sickness and health thing? And then he thinks she's dead. So it's like, oh, okay, well, now I can tell Sam I love her because now I know for sure my wife's dead. Oh, man, that shouldn't have come out of my mouth either. I'm stopping. Okay. I'm just saying, you know what? Well, moving on, because I don't want to say anything else that's going to get me slammed on Twitter.
Moving on now.
It's the truth. Okay, anyway. I'm excited because the Carly and Sunny scene's on Monday. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, we're headed towards Carly and Sunny 7.0.
Yeah, I do have one more announcement that I'm pretty excited about.
If you're announcing this for the first time and I don't know what it is yet, I'm going to kill you. Just keep that in mind.
Oh, you know what it is. Trust me.
Okay, then I'll
I'm trying my hardest to get a Jen Lilly back on the show.
Awesome, Mom. I'm excited.
We had Jen on I don't know if you listened to that show, Em, but we had...
Yes, the first one.
We had our own back January of last year, and I'm so excited to hopefully have her back sometime pretty soon.
Yes, me too. That would be wonderful.
You know...
Cody, you've said all this stuff, and we've only been going for 10 minutes. This could be a long night.
Yes, it could.
Well, nothing really important happened this week except for Rafe dying.
Exactly.
Pretty much it.
Right. But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Basically. Well, okay, so let me just throw this out there, because Robin's in the promo. Do you think Robin's going to bring Jason back with her?
I don't know. There's
you
rumors
know I would die,
that,
right?
Huh?
That. You know that would kill me. I would die. On
yeah.
my floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think that I'm kidding when I say I fall on the floor, but it's happened before. Like, it has happened. Like, one time some celebrity tweeted me, and I can't say who it was because name dropping, but somebody tweeted me once, and I ran out into the living room. I'm actually at my grandparents' house just while I was here last year. Ran out in the living room and fell on the carpet in the living room because I was so excited.
Well,
like
you know, I can honestly say that's never happened to me before. That's a first.
But it has happened to me. And last year, when Sonny and Olivia kissed on 4th of July for the first time, I fell out of the chair. Because I've been rooting for them for a long time, like 6 months is a long time, and nothing was happening, and then they finally hooked up, and I was dying.
Wow.
That was a good scene. So, like, 4th, 5th, and 6th, where Sonny and Olivia were all happy and cute, were so good. Then
mm-hmm.
Connie came back and, like, stole him away, and I was like, crap. Oh, speaking of Connie, that just reminded me. So guess what happened to me earlier? I'm going to just share with the crowd so they can all be jealous. So, earlier today, I was on Instagram, and Kelly Sullivan posted a new picture. So I liked it, and I left her a comment. And then she went on my Instagram and found this really old picture that I posted, like, a week ago, and she liked my picture. I was trying to figure
nah.
it out. Nah. I was like, yeah,
you know,
like
you know, I bet somebody else I'd love to have on the show is Kelly Sullivan.
He's absolutely hilarious. Have so much fun.
I actually spoke to Kelly, this has been years ago, when she was on another show. I had called in and that's when she was playing Connie, who at the time was still Kate at that point.
Yeah.
I called in and talked to her a few minutes, and she's a sweetheart. She's an absolute sweetheart.
Really funny. She would be so much fun. We'd have a great time with her.
Oh, my God.
No,
that would be hilarious,
serious,
wouldn't it?
When she was playing Kate and she first started with the multiple personality thing, it confused the crap out of me. I was like, what is happening? She can't decide who she wants to be. Then I realized she had dissociative identity disorder, and I was like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Can we just talk about that for a second?
Yes, we can.
Me, personally, I was a huge Connie fan.
I liked her. I mean, okay. I didn't personally like her, but I mean, I respected that role because I know how much work it was to probably play, like, two characters plus
mm-hmm.
the integrated version. And I just, like, I hated the character because she ruined my favorite couple for a while. But
mm-hmm.
other than that, like, she, I don't know, she was in my way. And she was always trying to fight with my girl, Carly. And I was like, no, stop. She'll kick your butt. But, I mean, I do, like, I liked her. Like, I liked her, but I hated
mm-hmm.
Connie because she got in my way.
Right. Since we don't have very much to talk about GH-wise this week, I wanted to tell y'all some of my absolute favorite interviews, and I put this in a blog post. I think you read it, didn't you, Em?
Yes, it was world's longest blog post, everyone.
Exactly the world's longest blog post.
I can say that because we're best friends and it doesn't insult you, but if it was anyone else, I'd punch them for saying that. Just saying. Go ahead.
Okay. But yeah, I do remember the first time I had JT's Brit on. And she told me something that will stick with me forever. It was around the 19-minute mark. If any of y'all want to check that out, go to blogtalkradio.com/weekdayswithmurph. I think it was January 8th or something of last year, and skip to around...
I've listened to this show, but I don't know what it is that you're going to share, so I'll have to listen patiently.
Yep. You can skip to the 19-minute mark, you can hear it. But
I listened to it, but I forgot, because it was a long... Like, when I started the show, before our first show ever, I listened to that one, and I listened to Jen Lilly and Kathleen
mm-hmm.
Gaddy and Haley Polis.
Mm-hmm. You know, and speaking of Haley, she's adorable, isn't she?
She is. We're like the same age, but I can only say that because we're like in the same boat. But
she's completely adorable. I mean, it's just,
I said, Sammy, if you're like, I was like, we're going to try and get Haley to come back on sometime. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm super excited. If you get her back on, I'm going to call in. So, you know, that'd be nice.
I'm still trying on that one. So...
Keep on trying, everybody. Everybody, prayer circle. Okay, anyway. Back to your sharing is caring moment. I'll sit here and shut up.
But yeah. And I tell you somebody else who, their interview just holds a special place in my heart is the second time Emily Wilson was on, a GH's former
I didn't
Ellie.
Didn't have time, but I will. I promise I will listen to it eventually. I'm going to try and listen to them all eventually, but that's like a stretch.
Right.
But I'll listen to Emily Wilson, both of them, maybe soon. I don't know when.
That interview was pretty special to me. And of course, And of course, my dear friend, Sahara.
We love you.
Sahara. But yeah. Anything
okay,
else you
I'll
wanna,
take my favorite now after you're done. I'll go and take mine. Because I think you know. Oh, you're done? Okay.
I'm pretty sure I know, but yeah.
Cody knows. Well, I have a favorite show that wasn't an interview, and it was, no, just kidding. Okay, I'll get back to that. My favorite interview from Mary Beth Evans with Patsy Pease. You guys, Patsy Pease was like last week, so you guys probably heard it, but actually that was like 3 days ago. It doesn't even seem like it was only 2 days ago, but guys, I'm so sorry. My mind's all screwed up because when I'm here on vacation, well, I'm not actually on vacation because it's a lot of work. I have life, and I never have free time, so I forget what day it is a lot. But Patsy Pease last Thursday, because that was fun, and I love her. And she also was really amazing, and she was pretty with us afterwards, which was fun. And then Mary Beth Evans, because, like, what can I even say? It happened. That's why I love it, because it happened.
It happened.
You know what I love? It's like I tell people these things happen, and sometimes people don't believe me. So I'm like, it's on record. Like, there's a record of this. If you would like me to whip that out for you, it did happen. Oh, because somebody last night, as you know, you know who it was because I told you who was here, was making fun of me because they all have southern accents, my family, and I don't have an accent. I just have, like, a normal accent. I don't have, like, a southern accent or a northeast accent, whatever. He's making fun of me because I sounded like a Yankee. I'm like, just because I don't sound like a hick does not mean, because he sounds like an idiot, a hick. You have an accent, but you don't sound stupid, so that's cool. He just sounds stupid, and he's making fun of me for my accent. And I'm like, I don't have an accent just because I don't sound like an idiot hick. Thank you. I'm like, I'm sorry I enunciate.
Exactly.
Everybody saves the world. Emily enunciates.
Right.
I don't have an accent. I hate people. I'm done.
you've told me before that you think I have an accent.
You
I
do.
Don't think I have an accent
but
at
not,
all.
But it's not, like, heavy. Like, it's, like, slight. Well, yeah, because you hear it. My mom has an accent, but she doesn't think she has an accent. But she grew up in Alabama and lived here for, like, 30 years. I used to, but I don't anymore. But it'll slowly come back because I moved to the South. But I used to have an accent, and I don't anymore. It went away. So now I don't sound country when I sing country songs, and that really annoys me. But I don't have an accent. I know that. You have a slight accent, but it's not like there's a difference. There is a Southern accent,
yeah, there's
and then
a big difference.
Sound like an itch pick. There's a fine line between those two things, and I don't have
either. I understand that completely. I know
you
exactly
have
where you're
accent, you sound
coming from. Yep.
Thank you. Yeah.
This was
the joke
from.
Of dinner last night, guys. We had a party at my house last night. The joke was Emily's accent. I don't understand. I don't have an accent. I don't get it. I do not have an accent. Just because I don't sound... I want to say something, but it's not nice, so I'm not going to. I'll just tell you later.
Okay.
Anyways. And I have a meme for you that my mom sent me when I told her this. Okay, anyway. That's the point. On the air. Focus. Okay. Favorite shows. I already told you guys, I haven't had that many fun ones. I mean, they've all been fun, but my favorites are Patsy and Mary Beth. And, let's see. I like the show when you officially introduced me as your co-host and you interviewed me, and Kathleen Gaddy called because I love her.
You know.
Oh, I liked our show last week with her, too. See, I can't pick a favorite. It's like picking a favorite child.
I will say this. When I was on vacation back in May or whatever, right? You and Kathy did me proud.
Oh, awesome. We tried. It was a hot mess behind the scenes, though, buddy. Okay? We were having issues going crazy. Like, the Libby show, Libby was 2 minutes late, so I was freaking out because that had never happened to me before. It's happened to you.
Right.
It never happened to me, so I'm like, oh, my gosh, she forgot us. And then she's like, sorry, I was driving. And I'm like, okay, that's the next time. But then I got sick with the flu and canceled two shows. Then that Friday night, I got disconnected from the call, and it wouldn't let me get back in, so I had to call as a guest, so there was no host, so the show cut off. Then I just called Kathy, and I was just like, I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm doing. So, that was a bit interesting. Well, no, because first I was like, Lily show, then the flu, which was super fun. Then I had the Friday night show when I was still sick, but I couldn't cancel three shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was just a hot mess. Okay, I wouldn't even call us. We're just totally BSing right now.
Absolutely.
Call us.
I will say again that I'm going on vacation again in September. So,
and Emily's in charge, so everybody look out.
Exactly. I'm kidding.
Ooh, I know who I could get. Okay, never mind.
Ooh.
Sorry. You know who I'm talking about, so it's, you know.
Not really, actually.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
You're special. I'll text you later. Anyway, guys, somebody call us, please. This is getting out of hand.
Somebody call us up.
I'm going to start cussing, and that's not going to get good. So if somebody doesn't call us, it's going to go downhill. And I'm just going to start saying what I think about people, and that's not going to go well.
More than it already is.
Yeah, it's going to go further downhill than it already is. Actually, this is kind of funny. Me and Kathy, Kathy and I are both watching, like, 80s Days right now. And we were texting, and she's like, I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm dying. Stephen Kayla, because they just got together when I was watching. She's like, just remember, you're on a super couple roller coaster that only goes down. I was like, shut up. I know that he dies in 3 years. Okay, I haven't made it there yet, so just shut up.
I DM'd Celia. So I'm hoping she calls us up sometime.
Celia has children to tend to.
This is true.
She's got like 500 kids. I don't know how many, really, but, you know, it seems like a lot.
Right.
One is too many, you know. It seems like you have one to manage. That's a lot. And then there's you have more, you add more to the mix. I'm like, I don't understand how you have three children and you know what they're doing all the time. I'm probably just going to have one. Okay, seriously, I don't need to plan my life on the show right now. We need to just find something to talk about. Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys. So, literally, I'm just going to complain about how annoying my schedule is right now. So So I'm supposed to be on vacation, but I'm not really on a vacation because I'm at my grandparents' house, and they have 5,000 things to do every day. So Monday, we have a party. I don't even know why, but my aunt's throwing this party at her house. They have to be there at noon, but she has a pool. So I'm like, if I don't want a party, I can just go hit the pool out back. So, but we have a party, and we have to cook stuff and show up at noon, and I don't know why, but, you know. Then I don't know what I have to do all these days. There's too many things. Last night we had a party. Like, see, they party too much, and they're all old. I don't get it. Like, it's like the retired crew, and they all party till, like,
wow. Wow.
I know, they're all old and kind of retired. But whatever, I love them. Sort of, some of them.
I'm not a night owl at all. I'm normally in bed by...
I know, you said it like 8 o'clock. You're like an old person.
Pretty much. Well, not 8 o'clock, but I mean, you know, sorry, kind of...
You know, like 9:30. Cody's an old man. Like, he goes to bed at like 9:30, 10 every night.
But yeah,
he's secretly,
you know,
70.
When... probably true. Well, when I was in college, in my room, I could hear people walking around outside, and it would be at 2 or 3 in the morning, people would be walking around out there. I'd be like, you idiots, what are y'all doing out there? Seriously. It's 2 o'clock in the freaking morning.
I don't stay up that late unless I'm watching, like, Steve and Kayla. No, the latest I've ever stayed up, I think, is, like, 4 in the morning, and it was, like, recently because I was watching Steve and Kayla. And, no, here's what happened.
I think I remember
Yeah, you remember because I was texting you, even though I knew you were in bed. So I started watching around 2 o'clock. But then I got to this part where they got kidnapped by some phony cops,
mm-hmm.
and they're being, like, kidnapped, right? They get arrested by some fake cops for being kidnapped, and they get to this abandoned warehouse, and they leave them there, or a barn, or whatever, I don't know. Warehouse, and they leave and go to a barn. I got it, guys. Don't tweet me and tell me I was wrong. Anyways, that got really interesting, and then they got handcuffed. Of course, they're handcuffed together, which is funny. Then they have to pretend they're married, which is even more amazing, because I'm like,
mm-hmm.
just get hitched. And then, yeah. So I stayed up till 4 watching that. Then I got really annoyed because the next night, I did the same thing, because they had to go to Stockholm. I don't know what they were doing. Oh, they were looking for somebody. I don't know who. But they went to Stockholm, so in hope. And then they were like, when they got to Stockholm, like, they had a couple of those, like, we're about to kiss moments, but they didn't. Then when they got to Stockholm, it went up in number to, like, one every episode of those
mm-hmm.
moments where they would get interrupted. And that was driving me nuts. I was like, I know it's coming. I know we're almost to the first kiss. I know we're getting there. We're, like, so close. So I kept watching and watching and watching. And finally, then I realized I was almost there, so I turned it off so that I'd be awake enough the next day to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next night I got there, and then I finished the whole playlist the next night. Like, it was a never-ending vicious cycle, but it was so worth it.
I understand. You know,
they're just amazing.
I've told you this before, but for my first interview with Lily Melgar, this is back October of last year, I believe. I binge watched every single episode of The Bay that was up at that point.
Yeah, you told me that, and you told Lily that too. And yeah, binge watching The Bay. I did that once. I did it 2 days
ago. It took me like 4 hours to binge watch it all.
Okay, it took me 2 days because I had to do school, but I watched the first, like, season. I don't know. They used to have it in seasons and then break it down by chapter and then episode. Yeah. And now they don't do seasons, so it really confuses me. But I watched, like, the whole first season and then, like, started the second season and then got all the way up to the Christmas thing.
Mm-hmm.
In, like, one day. Then the next day I watched the Christmas thing and the summer special 2011, I think, or 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I got bored and quit.
You know,
I don't know why.
Those Confessions of the Bay, have you seen those yet?
No, here's what happened. I was going to start from the beginning because I forgot where I stopped. And they're reformatting the way their episodes are on the website, so you can't access season 1 and season 2.
Right.
And I don't want to start in a random spot. And you can't access anything but the new ones right now because they're reformatting the way that the episodes are. Into, they're reformatting each chapter into a 30-minute episode right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't view them. And I really want to because I want to start from the beginning. Remember the very beginning when they were having that party and that guy Igor showed up with all those bombs?
Bombs kept
that
me
was
so soapy. That was kind of soapy,
was
wasn't
laughing.
It?
Well, no, I took a picture of the guy, and I sent it to my friend. I was like, WTF is this guy? What is this? Then, 5 minutes later, I was like, great, he has bombs strapped to his chest. She's like, of course he does. Of course. Why wouldn't he have bombs strapped to his chest?
You know, I watched those Confessions of the Bay, and you know Terry Evans, who plays Orchid, right? If it's still up, you need to see that one. It was so creepy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to watch
so
it all
creepy.
Eventually again. I just need to wait for them to fix it. I don't know if they've actually fixed it yet, but if they have, I'm going to start soon.
I hadn't been to a site in a while, so
you know what really
stood
out
in
my mind? You know that episode where Rihanna, like, runs away or whatever, and she, like, slips her wrists? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's just so... Oh, it kills me every time because it's so nasty, like, it's all bloody and stuff. And it's just my gosh, it just makes me cringe. Anyways, we don't need to talk about
that. That was a little gory, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, but I was like, it's a web series, so of course they do that. And they can say whatever they want, like, they can
Seriously.
Curse, which
if
I love,
can...
because they don't have a censor, and I like that.
They can drop F-bombs here and there, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they can say whatever they want, and I like that, because I don't like that. Like, I hate on TV when people say stupid stuff, because you know it's supposed to be a curse word, but they've changed it, and I'm like, shut up.
Right.
Oh,
you
apparently
know,
they can say, apparently on primetime now they can say a-hole, because they couldn't do that before, and then I heard it on Chicago PD one night, and they come on at 10 o'clock, and I was like,
wow.
You can say that now? Apparently you can call someone that now in primetime television.
They did that same thing with the online... A reboot of All My Children. They initially started out saying, well, whatever you want. And then I guess some people got all up in arms about it, and they bleeped it out. So
stupid. But I've noticed that people are getting more lenient with what they can say. Like, there's something I heard on GH, like, a couple of days ago, but I don't remember what. And I was like, well, I didn't know you could say that word. But it wasn't, like, a curse word. It was just, like, a word that I was like, that's not nice.
Right.
You know, there's those
exactly.
words that they're not curse words, but they're not, like, nice words. Like, you don't want to say them because you're like, that's not, there's so many other things you could say to replace that.
Right.
Of course, I don't because you say what I want. But everybody who knows me knows that. Because, like, watch them yourself. When you're talking to your friends, because they know you're thinking it. Because you always know. Anyways, like if I didn't say it to you, you'd know I was thinking it, because you know me that well.
Exactly, I do.
But I don't
see it. Which can be scary at times.
To know what I'm thinking, yeah, it is kind of scary sometimes. Oh, God, that reminds me. If we don't get a guest for Tuesday night, which Cody's very hard working on, but if he doesn't get me one, then Tuesday night we're going to play the How Well Do You Know Your Co-Host game, which is kind of fun. Okay, so basically how it's going to work, guys, is we're both going to write, like, 15 questions for each other, and we're just going to go back and forth, and whoever gets the most right wins. And
that
I have a good feeling I can kick some butt at this game. There's
I think you know me
I
like a
you
book.
You know, but you may not know. So, it'll be
I
fine.
I think you can probably read me like a book at this point.
Probably. I'm going to write the questions, though, that you probably will know the answer to, but oh well.
Yeah.
All right. I'll pick the ones that you may know if you pay for legal attention. What time is it? Do we get to stop yet? Because this is boring. I feel
if
bad for anyone
listening to this deal
right
now. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you for listening to this now.
If you're still listening at this point, I feel bad for you.
I kind of do too.
We should stop. We're like negatively promoting our show. Whatever.
Promoting. That's funny.
Oh my gosh.
You know.
Oh wait. It's 5:35. We could technically stop if we wanted to.
Yeah. Before we before we actually put an end to this nightmare.
You guys should know that this is a phone call between Cody and I is. This is
pretty much a text or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, this is how Cody and I just hang out, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay. And
remember to FaceTime you later.
Okay, I will. I will.
Or you can FaceTime me. Either one, you can FaceTime me, or I'll FaceTime you, or
I'll
whatever.
I'll FaceTime you after I shower and after I paint my nails. I'll FaceTime
all right.
You yay.
Before we put an end to this nightmare, I did want to make mention of the fact that until further notice, the show will be a recap show will be on Saturdays from now.
Oh yeah, you guys
from now
know
on
why?
Until
pretty hilarious, you guys. You want to know why? The reason is because on Friday night my grandparents still party, and like everybody in the county comes to our house. I wasn't aware. Like, I was like, oh, I can just do my show and then greet everyone. But every week they show up earlier because our games start to take longer. So last night they showed up at 4 o'clock. Normally it's, like, 6. But last night, and I was like, I can just ignore them and go do the show and then come back. But I had to cook, and then I had to, like, entertain people. So that didn't really work. So we moved it to tonight. So, yeah, I just, for everyone who wants to know, my grandparents party pretty hard with their retired friends. On
yeah.
Friday night.
And so that's why.
I can get pictures for you guys because you guys don't believe me.
And so that's why, until further notice, this recap show will be on Saturday night at 5 p.m. Central.
Until I get home to my house in Tennessee, but yeah. Okay, can we stop now? This is just getting worse.
I think this is a good place to stop.
I agree. I thought it was a good place to stop at 6:15, but whatever.
I'll talk to you later. All right, Emma.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. If you're still listening at this point, number one, thank you. And number two, what's wrong with you? No, I'm kidding. With that, I think I'm going to in the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and good night.